it is a big question. And, you know, we know that sometimes God chastises those who fall away. But this is talking about those who are, they're walking with God. Mm. You know, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and yet something happens to them. You know, God has reasons for allowing things to happen that we call bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest example in the Bible, of course, next to Jesus himself, is Job. This is a guy who was righteous, and yet God allowed all the bad things to happen to him to prove a point to Satan, of all things. Mm. You know, Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Now, we may never know why God has allowed certain things to happen this side of eternity, but all things will be made clear one day. And we need to trust him that the creator and sustainer of the universe, he knows what he's doing. You know, there are reasons, and he may choose to reveal that reason to us, or he may not. And we just, when we have that situation where we're not getting an answer, we have to trust God even more.
Mm. I got a question for you. So maybe there's someone tonight who's experienced things and they're just totally blindsided from them. Because
yeah.
I find like this question really does come up, especially when we're blindsided by things. Like, oh my sure. gosh, everything was going fine. Then boom, something happens.
Yeah, the rug gets pulled out from underneath
and I've been there yeah. and you've been there with experiences. What practical yeah. advice would you give to someone? Like maybe next steps, things that they could practically do in the moment when they're experiencing this?
Yeah, in the moment when it feels like the world's just about to fall apart around you, and it feels like for no good reason, I would say, okay, well, first turn to God in prayer and say, okay, God, what is the purpose of this? Is there something that you're trying to correct in me? Is there something you're trying to perfect in me? So, you know, so there's a difference between the two, correct or perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just ask, okay, what is the reasoning behind this? You know, and maybe just ask God to show you what it is that he's trying to accomplish through this, but also ask him, walk with me through it, Lord. You know, this is where that promise from Psalm 23 comes in. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because God is with me. So ask him to walk with you and to give you peace in the middle of that turmoil.